It's Australia's biggest radio stars. This is Hamish and Andy. Oops. Sorry. Don't get too excited. It's Australia's self-proclaimed biggest radio stars. It's Reggie and Andy.
Good afternoon, Reggie and Andy live here at 101.3 Ando. We are on an island. Are you excited about the whole island situation?
Well, mate, to be technical, we're generally usually on islands, Australia being one.
Yeah, I did learn that in the tour that we just went on.
I didn't learn much in that tour, but no, we are on a little island about halfway between Japan and Taiwan called Okinawa. Just chilling out here.
That's what we call it. We're in a little town in Okinawa, I think it says, pronounced, isn't
cool.
It?
Yeah, Naha.
Naha. We also think that's how you pronounce it.
We're not really sure. I mean, I met a nice Japanese gentleman today trying to help me out a little bit, but, you know, my accenting's not great when it's anything other than Australian.
Yeah, it's been a bit difficult, hasn't it? The old language barrier between Ando and everyone else.
Nah, what are you talking about? I can say hi, gozaimasu, which is good morning. That's it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, thank you.
The locals love it. So much that this morning as we jumped in our elevator and we said good morning to two quite elderly ladies that they were very, very happy and very surprised.
I think it was
they actually, thanked us for saying good morning.
Is that they're actually thanking for me for working in the elevator and showing them my pretty face.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what it actually was. But I'd like to let Reg think for a little while. That was about his voice.
And we got to get back to the music, but we are on the island. It's all happening, and we will go through what's happening in the next couple of days as well very, very soon. Excited?
Always excited, mate.
It's Reggie and Andy. Check us out at reggieandandy.com, and we'll be back very, very soon here at 101.3 broadcasting live from Naha, Okinawa in Japan.
It's Reggie and Andy.
And Andy live here at 101.3, rocking it out in Okinawa in Japan. And I finally realised after a long, long time that Andy completely does nothing ever. He tries hard.
I wouldn't even go that far. I mean, I don't think I try at all. I just basically do the bare minimum to survive. So listen to music, eat food and sleep. And just let the world fly by. And I think, honestly, I should be applauded for that because that's the Australian way.
Applauded.
Yeah.
Or doing nothing.
Exactly.
I reckon if I and everyone out there was to say, Aussie, 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 Ando wouldn't even reply. He's just so excitedly happy of doing nothing.
I reject that because I was a little bit intoxicated in a few bars the other night in Fukuoka. And we met a lot of, what would you call them, club owners, yeah. Entrepreneur gangsters? I don't
what
know.
What a great way to describe them.
Yeah, well, I think that's it. Club owner, entrepreneur gangsters, and they were yelling it, and I was yelling back. That was a hectic night.
It was all happening.
Yeah. We met all kinds of different cultures all in one club.
Yeah. It's going to be quite a wrap-up show when we get back. Now, at the moment, we are in Okinawa. Did you hear of this place before you come here?
I actually have, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's, I think, how I actually looked at it, because I knew the name.
Okay, well, essentially, it's in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, it's an island between Japan and Thailand, about kind of Taiwan. Pretty much half Taiwan, that's the one. Sorry, I keep doing that. Geography wasn't my thing. Yeah, literally about halfway in the middle, and it's a pretty chilled out place, and yeah, we've been having a bit of a ball here.
Yeah, been doing nothing.
No, we went on a big tour today.
We did.
We went to a few peace memorials, and if you ever do go to Japan, there's got quite a lot of peace memorials and stuff from the wars. Really quite a touching thing.
They
so it's always
everywhere.
Good.
And pretty much if you do get it out of here, you know, get out and about and explore it. Don't do what we did, which is not very much.
Oh, man, we've done, like, two peace memorials. We did Hiroshima.
Three.
We didn't do three.
We did one today.
Oh, today, yeah. But also, if you get a good chance, go to the Hiroshima one. That one's actually incredibly impressive, so.
Yeah, our old mate Skelts decided to point us in that direction. And he said, go over, boys, go check it all out. This is when we're in Hiroshima, so it really did help the situation.
Yeah, I mean, we strive off complete direction.
Yep.
Rather than us having to have free speech.
Finally, but we have got some direction on what is happening next and on the trip.
We
have had a few problems along the way.
We forgot to book some flights, so instead of going to...
we shouldn't be here right now.
Instead of going to Taiwan on Sunday, We came to Okinawa instead because we forgot to book flights. We're now going to Taiwan tomorrow.
Yep.
And then on a couple of days there, then on to Singapore, and then back to good old Oz.
Oh, big trip ahead.
Big trip indeed. But we'll get back to that anyway. We'll throw you guys a few more tunes, keep you entertained, and we'll update you on the status.
It sounds good. It's Reggie and Andy live here at 101.3. Good afternoon.
Andy live, 101.3.
Endo trying to make it sound exciting. He's having a great time in Okinawa. He's been sleeping for at least 2 out of the 3 days we've been here.
We haven't even been here for 3 days yet.
That's what I mean. Sorry, 2 out of 2. No, we actually did some awesome stuff today. We went on this tour, and the best part about it, I believe, and my favourite part, was when the lady was talking about something that we had no idea about, because we don't speak Japanese, or listen Japanese.
No, we really...
We can't do anything...
It's a slight issue.
Yes, but she didn't even let us know, but just broke out into song.
Yeah, she basically spoke non-stop. Like, every time we're in transit, she just spoke. And I'd love to know what she was talking about, because it sounded really interesting. But just out of nowhere, we're just sitting there kind of looking out the window, and she just smashes into this, like, traditional song and, like, hits it. Just for a good like, 3 minutes.
It was great.
And we're all just chilling out, and we have a clap. Everything's happy. And then on the way home, she just smashes another song.
Now, unfortunately, we didn't get to record the entry song. But for everyone out there, we were able to, with some warning given, record the goodbye song.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's a hello and goodbye song. I'm not really sure. But, I mean, that's it. It's a funny culture of here. Everybody goes the extra. And it's just like, oh, you know what? I could just be a tour guide, or I could also sing to these people.
Okay, so I reckon, have a listen to what you think, and we'll be back with you in a sec. That there was the amazing Blue Girl. We have no idea what her name was.
I think Bluey worked pretty well. She wasn't wearing a name badge, so I wasn't quite sure.
She was. It was in Japanese. Again, we can't read Japanese. We can't read, write, spell, anything to do with Japanese. Although we've come to Japan and we're loving it. Ando, sad, sad day, but today. It's our last full day.
Yeah, it's a little bit heartbreaking. I was just telling Reg to jump down the vending machine and grab all the snacks he'll never be able to get for another trip to Japan.
Yeah, a bit disappointing. But I mean, you know, what can you do? Ando is going to be sad because he won't be able to get his beer anymore out of the vending machine.
Oh, my friends, my fellow Australians, we need to protest towards the parliament. I don't know, that's probably the wrong thing. But you can get beer out of vending machines.
You know who? I know who could make it happen.
I feel like, I still just feel like it's not going to happen, but, you know, beer out of vending machine is a great thing, but maybe it would not work in our culture because we would never make it to work.
Yeah. Now, we're going to give you a little bit of there's something that's come in on the newsroom that we'll show you, we'll let you in on very, very soon after the break. We'll be back with you before the news, sport and weather, and yeah, enjoy the music to come, Ando.
Exactly.
It's Reggie and Andy live broadcasting from Japan. Some special stuff coming up very, very soon. Reggie and Andy live here at 101.3. What's happening over your neck of the woods?
Oh, not a lot, mate. Just researching into ways to get my airline flyer thingies up a bit more. Not going well.
No? You know that you're stuffed?
Yeah. In about the last 5 years, I've made about as much progress as I probably should have made in about 6 months.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you're on it. Yeah. So if we work out the maths, in 25 years, you'll be there.
Yeah. And then I won't maintain it and I'll lose it anyway.
Nice. So you'll get there for a year and then you're done.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Well, we've got a bit of a message from one of our listeners, Ando. Just coming in off the good old Facebook, and remember, you can check us out online as well at reggieandandy.com. Check us out on there and find out what's going on. You'll be able to see a video as well on there as to exactly the reaction we got from one of our listeners. Have a listen, and we'll be back after the news, sport, and weather here at 101.3. You're with Reggie.
And Andy.
He always forgets his name.
Oh, I love just the pause is better.
On your drive home, good afternoon.
Good to hear you having a ball of a time in Japan and enjoying it in Okinawa, mate. I'm loving it. And yes, I'm listening. Skelch is loving it.
Golden Spinner!
The volume's up! The volume is up! Woo!
Reggie and Andy live at 101.3. The brilliant part about broadcasting live, Ando, is the fact that absolutely anything can happen. And just 2 seconds before that song finished, is we had Ando finish up his little bit of an echo through the room.
Finished up a bit of a burp there. a burp of history, I probably would call it. I mean, it was fairly extensive.
Poor. It smells as well, bad.
Oh, that's the beauty of live broadcasting and the not so beauty of two radio presenters in a room the size of
20 square meters.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
It's our smallest room yet. We budgeted down in Okinawa because we weren't meant to be here.
Yeah, we spent so much money everywhere else. We're like, oh, we'll have to budget down a little bit of Okinawa. We're already regretting it.
Yeah.
We're already regretting it, but that means we'll have to spend more to make up for it in Taipei.
Already have. Already done.
Ah, excellent. Good to see we're on the same page there.
We're in a 5-star resort.
We tried budgeting, but we realised that we're not the budgeting types of people. Like, to give you a bit of an idea, and a few of the places we've stayed, Japanese people must love their toilets because they are just masterpieces of technology.
I've got some amazing videos on there.
In this one before, I had to wander in, turned the light on, and my toilet just opened for me. Didn't even just open. It's like, you ready? I'm ready.
Now, I'm ready for you.
That's not even the thing. And I thought, where's the flush? Wait, look to the side. You have a control panel with different things it can do. You can make it close the lids, open the lid, open the, like, the seat, close them both. You can flush it and do a few different functions. The most disturbing one is the, I think the bidet, is it? Is it bidet?
Or bidet, I don't know.
Bidet, oh, that's it. It's the bidet function.
We've got one in this toilet still.
Which is...
it's the only feature that hasn't come off this toilet.
A long story short, a bidet is basically a sprinkler for hygienic reasons. And some of them, they're usually pretty average, but the one we had in Osaka was would massage you, apparently. Neither of us had the courage to try it.
Although I did squirt Andy with water the other day. It was so funny.
Yeah, it's a pretty they're pretty advanced toilets. I don't know how we got into this conversation, but if you are in Japan, be warned, the toilets are heated seats, guys.
Just make sure you stay at the 4 or 5-star resort motels, because we're at the 3 now, and the issue we're having is our toilet seat isn't heated.
And I can't go... I mean, I don't even know how to go back to Australia where your toilet seat's just a piece of plastic. I mean... There's no, you know, auto functions in it. It's not going to open for me. It's not going to be heated on a cold morning.
On a cold morning. Oh, yeah?
Well, I mean, if I lived in Victoria.
Yeah.
I don't, but, you know, if I did.
That's right.
It could be cold.
It could be. It definitely could be.
Yeah, exactly.
It's starting to get dark outside here, Ando, at last.
Yeah, I mean, it does not get dark often.
It's coming on to about, 25 to 7 over here on our neck of the woods. Quite a great day we had today.
We had a pretty good day. It'd been raining the past few days, and my shoes are like sponges and just soak water up. Not great shoes.
Not good at all.
No, I can't mention the manufacturer, but if I could, I would warn you with all of your life, never buy them. They're in Port Hedland, though. There's a hint.
South Hedland.
Yeah.
Hey, that's another hint.
All right, we'll get you back to the music. This is a Reggie and Andy show.
That's right. As well, we got some listeners who are tuning in online as well and, you know, keeping everyone up to date, keeping me up to date on to what's going on in Port Hedland. Now, a shout-out to Dan, and he wants to say hello to all his mates in Hedland.
Thanks, Dan.
As well as Skelts. I know Skelts is having a ball this afternoon, having a great old time.
And I get the feeling that a few of you listeners probably know Skelts. He's a pretty noticeable gentleman. If you've ever met him, you'll know it.
Yeah, it's just about like Ando. You kind of run away when you see him.
Oh, it was
no, wait, that's the opposite. Ando, you run away from. Skelts, you get up and, you know,
say hello. My beard is menacing.
Let's go back to the music. It's 101.3 of Reggie and Andy Live. Make sure you check out the website. It's reggieandandy.com. Yeah, Reggie and Andy Live. Ando is just not good at this at all. I think he needs a studio because he just stuffs everything up.
I don't do anything. I just lie here and be beautiful.
And then you decide to try and help out, and you stuff the whole system.
Not gonna lie, I really wasn't helping.
No, he
wasn't. I really wasn't even trying to help.
So much worse. Let's play another song, and then we'll be back with our goodbye. Are you a bit sad?
A little bit sad.
Our goodbye to Japan.
A little bit touched.
A little bit touched? I'm not touching you. It's Reggie Andy Live here at 101.3. And Andy Live here at 101.3, wrapping up the night, wrapping up your drive home. Ando, it's the end of the show, buddy. It's just about over. It's not much left. You know, I don't think I can think of anything else to say. It's finished. How's your night been, Ando?
Pretty good night, mate. Pretty good. You know, we're on the Reggie Dandy show. I always say Tuesday's the best day in the week. I don't care where you live. Just happens to be, but no, pretty good. We're getting on a little prep tomorrow. Tomorrow we're off to Taiwan, which is a bit of a journey. Not really that far, but we've never been to Taiwan before, so that's something new.
Yeah. You excited?
I'm pretty pumped, actually. No idea what to expect.
No idea? I'm excited. That's I'm good. Excited. Now, Ando, it's the end of the show, like I said. There is ways in which you can still connect with us. Did you know that?
I didn't, but I don't pay a lot of attention to things, so...
Yeah, I've had numerous emails from our producer, Paul, who is... I think he's missing us. Because, I mean, he always says he doesn't really like us, but...
that's the way you can say it on air, but, I mean, Paul is a very verbal gentleman. Gentleman's the wrong word for Paul, but Paul's he's a bloke. Yeah.
So, but he has been sending us lots of emails. I think he wants to put a love heart at the bottom of some of them. But he's making sure that we let everyone know that we have got a website... and we are featuring some stuff up there very, very soon. I'm actually uploading a certain post of a certain video that we got into the studio just before.
That seems certain.
Yeah, it's going to happen. So check it out. Head to Reggie and Andy's website, which is, you can Google Reggie and Andy, or you can go to www.reggieandy.com. And once you're on there, you can hit the blog button, our blog, and check out exactly what we've been doing in Japan when we're not on the air. Sound good?
Sounds amazing.
Lost for words.
Oh, hell yeah.
Now...
Doesn't often happen.
We're going to leave you from here. You have an awesome week, guys. I'm Reggie.
I'm Andy.
He's Andy. And we will be back with you as soon as we can to let you know exactly what's been going on with Reggie and Andy. We are going to Taiwan tomorrow. We're leaving Japan, and it's going to be an interesting day, indeed. It's all happening.
It's going to be exciting. We'll let you know.
Now, from Japan, I'm Reggie.
I'm Andy.
Sayonara.
Oh, that's legit.
See you guys. Have an awesome day.